Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you today on a getaway Friday, October the 15th, 2021, halfway through the month of October. 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour, and let's see, what has happened since the last time we spoke? And to be honest with you, I don't say that in any flippant way, because this is an unprecedented morning, news-wise, locally here in Marion. If you have not heard, we have been running it at the top of the hour. It's our news report today. Since yesterday at about 5 p.m., I would say, we're reading the whole letter word for word, so we do not misquote anybody. Same thing with the letter that came from the office of the city of Marion. As of yesterday, it looks like at about 2:37 p.m., Auditor Robert Landon resigned. Now, there is some conjecture over this. Well, I'm not going to talk about that because we have a guest coming up here who's going to talk about this conjecture, and maybe we'll wade our way through it. But just understand that this is a happening that does not happen every day. It is news, without question, and we're going to try to sort it all out this morning. Now, we are not going to spend all morning on this. Friday's a long day here. We do 3 hours right off the top. I'm with you until 11 o'clock this morning, and then we have the pastor spot from 11 to 12, and then I'm back 12 to 1. So we will do other things this morning, and there are some other stories that I still want to tell this morning. So we're going to try to get all that in, but we've got to start this morning with the big story. Less than 24 hours ago, City Auditor Robert Landon resigned. And to do that, Mayor Scott Schertzer had board meetings all morning this morning, so we were not able to speak with him this morning, but just hours after the resignation happened, I was able to speak with the mayor via telephone last night around 6 p.m. So here is the interview with the mayor in regard to the historic resignation of City Auditor Robert Landon.
This is Scott Spears, and I'm going to timestamp this interview for the purposes of knowing when it was taped. It's a little after 6 p.m. on Thursday, October 14th, 2021. Today we had a very unusual occurrence, the resignation of an elected official in the city of Marion. I'm not going to read the whole letter here, but I have it in front of me. I want to read the last two paragraphs. For my health and the well-being of my family, I submit this resignation. I can only hope that council and the mayor will spend more time on serving the people and less time playing their games. I will leave to our community the task of determining if this level of vile and repulsive politics is to be the new norm for how we conduct public meetings. Respectfully, Robert Landon, Auditor, the City of Marion. Now, right off the bat, a point we need to make is that the letter started from Robert Landon, effective with the appointment of my successor, I will resign. A letter later on in the day, these both are dated October 14th, from the office of the mayor of Marion, Scott Schertzer, says that as of 2:19 on October 14th, Martin Watts has been appointed interim auditor of the city of Marion. There seems to be some confusion about this and a whole lot of other things right now. So we turn very thankfully to the mayor of the city of Marion, Mayor Scott Schertzer. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's good to be with you, and it's understandable when we're talking about the former city auditor why it is so unclear, maybe, on what is going on. I received the letter, and excuse me, as far as I'm concerned, that is a letter of resignation. I consulted the city's legal counsel, Law Director Mark Russell, And he said, accept it as a letter of resignation. And we talked about the condition that he put on it in his first paragraph. You cannot put that kind of condition on a letter of resignation. And later in the letter, he states again that he is clearly resigning because of his health. And I do understand that. I can't imagine what his health concerns are right now based on being somebody who's recovered from COVID. It sounds, if everything is true, that he had it far worse than most. And I don't wish that upon anybody. I believe the resignation is effective immediately. And then at that point in time, I needed to ensure that the safety and security of the city's finances, that there was essentially going to be an adult in the auditor's office that was going to make sure that payroll got completed, so employees get paid, to make sure bills were paid. And it's ironic that I mentioned those two things first, because those were some of the, I guess I'll call them, more minor issues that were of great concern with the particular auditor, former auditor Landon.
So without question, as of 6:08 p.m. on Thursday, October 14th, Martin Watts is the interim auditor of Marion. Robert Landon is no longer the auditor.
Well, as I interpret the letter of resignation, as the city law director interprets the letter of resignation, but again, we are talking about an individual that doesn't seem to want to go away quietly, and it's more controversy even surrounding a letter of resignation. So is he really putting the interests of the city first, or is he putting his interests first? He's often claimed that everything is political against him. This is clearly a political act that he is committing right now when it comes to his resignation. If he didn't want to resign, then he shouldn't have submitted a letter of resignation. You know, you and I have talked about this. You've asked me numerous times whether I thought he should. He did this on his own. Now he needs to stand by what he said and leave the office of Marion City Auditor so we can begin to right the ship together as a team. There's still the question of a state audit out there. You and I have talked about that. I really don't know what's going on. I'm really concerned about the finances of the city of Marion. We've talked about how I have to put a 2020 budget together. I can't do that without the city auditor doing their part in the city's budget. They're responsible for doing what we call position-based budgeting. That basically means all 300-plus employees, I don't know what their salaries are or their hourly rates or how much deductions are taken out of their paychecks. That's the responsibility of the auditor. That has not been done yet. We are now approaching 3 weeks behind schedule and putting the 2020 budget together. So all I've said all along is do your job. And once again, we see someone who has no intentions of doing their job for the citizens of Marion.
Speaking of the finances of Marion, this is a very important issue for a lot of people, maybe the most important issue here, and I want to give credit to the Associated Press for this article because this is being covered by the Associated Press. We can shed some light on this issue, and I want to quote the article from the Associated Press. Allie Dumsky, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, a spokesperson for FABER, the State Auditor's Office, said the state had not yet received the information necessary for reconciliations of Marion's books as of Wednesday, in direct contradiction of Landon's claim. So we do know that the state auditor has not received what they need from the city of Marion as of Wednesday, and I'm guessing not as of today. We know that now.
Well, and you know, I have believed that to be the case all along, but the former elected city auditor kept saying something different. So now we go back to character and credibility. This just continues to erode the credibility of the city of Marion. And as the chief officer of the city, the mayor, these are the concerns that I have. I'm giving you a letter of resignation, but I'm not going to go peacefully. Okay, but you resign. So who gets to decide whether his letter of resignation is accepted or not? He submitted it to the Board of Elections, the Republican Party chair, Bob Schultz, local chair, and he submitted it to the mayor's office. I've accepted it for what it says and what it is. It's effective immediately, without conditions.
There has been a lot of conjecture in the last 10 days here in Marion, comments, accusations of crimes, and this morning we had Police Chief Jay McDonald on the program and now have learned that and they are crimes, we talked to the police chief this morning, of filing a false police report and intimidation of a public official have been sent to the prosecutor's office, Ray Grogan, by Josh Daniels. And we also did learn that Robert Landon had sent a request that this information go to the prosecutor's office. But the chief did not know why he wanted it over there. Now, this all comes, since we spoke last, which was just a couple days ago, after learning that the accusation of Auditor Landon of somebody stealing his mail was not true, which is what the investigation says. So, you know, I don't think that this issue with Josh Daniels and former Auditor Landon is going to stop now that it's over at the prosecutor's office.
Well, look, I think anybody that's an elected official for the city of Marion, the county, the state, the Fed, should have the best interests of the political subdivision that they're elected to. And I hope and I believe that I do have the best interests of the city in mind and its residents and all the services that we provide. I'm not convinced that the former auditor has the same best interests in mind. I don't know if this is his swan song as he departs the city auditor's office with his resignation letter, that he just wants to stir up as much trouble as he possibly can. Okay, I mean, you know, I'm not stirring it up. We'll have to come to a conclusion on his resignation letter. And as of right now, me talking to you today, the city law director says accept it with no conditions. And that's where we are at this point in time.
Did you have any inclination after all of this conjecture over the last week that this was coming today? How did it come to you?
Well, it's interesting. The actual letter was sent to me by the Marion Star. You know, the former auditor didn't even have the professionalism, as I've mentioned many times before, to send it to me, even though the mayor of the city of Marion is on the header of his resignation letter.
This is interesting, and I hate to come to this line in the resignation letter, but it's there, and it's being printed all over the place, and I read it before. I can only hope that council and the mayor will spend more time on serving the people and less time playing their games. That's the former auditor in a resignation letter that went to the newspaper, then to you. What is that?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask him, because anything that I have brought up to you, to council, or anybody else, all have to do with things in his office that he did not do. We know that he did not pay the federal withholdings, and that has created an issue with the IRS. We're still waiting on the final outcome of that and how much that might cost the city of Marion and the taxpayers in penalties and fines and fees. We're still waiting on him to do position-based budgeting. Director Chapin sent a letter to him just earlier this week saying, you know, are you going to do the position-based budgeting? I forwarded that to every city council member to let them know that's why we're behind in the budget. These are all issues that have to do with the duties and responsibilities of an elected city auditor that he just failed to perform. Also with the reconciliation of the city's books. I don't do that. I didn't know he wasn't doing that until August 23rd of this year. That's almost too late to find out that he wasn't reconciling the books in 2020. That's why we're in the situation that we're in with the state auditor, and you just read what the state auditor said. Total contradiction to what the former city auditor said. These are the issues that I have been pointing out. These are not political issues. These are issues dealing with the duties and responsibility under the Ohio Revised Code of a municipal auditor.
Mayor, political attacks and elbows getting sharp, that is not uncommon. Anybody who's around politics or who covers politics understands that. What is uncommon, and you said it there, character matters. In the last 10 days, the auditor released a press release that said the books were sent to the state. The state has now said that's not true. He called the chief of police or somebody at the Marion Police Department and said my mail was stolen. There was an investigation, 40-something pages of investigation. We know that not to be true. There wasn't mail to steal. That's not a political attack. That is, what do you call that? What is that?
I call that deferring and deflecting because you didn't do your job. That's quite simple.
Are you surprised, knowing Robert Landon, that in this four-paragraph resignation letter that there is no mention of any misdoing or any... Really, there's nothing in here about the finances of Marion, period.
Yeah, no, that doesn't surprise me at all because he's, in my opinion, okay, just my opinion, he's never been concerned about that.
How did this happen? I understand, and the audience gets that to be elected, that's getting a majority of the votes in the city of Marion, and that you don't have to have qualifications to be the auditor of Marion. But we've had auditors. This has not happened. What happened here? In your opinion?
Well, that's a good question. That question kind of came up at the council meeting last week, and a resident comes up and says, hey, can't we put qualifications on the next auditor so we don't have to deal with these things? Because we're a statutory city, we cannot put conditions of qualifications on the position of Marion City Auditor unless we become a charter city, and then we can't. So maybe it is time for the voters of Marion, the leaders of Marion, to take a hard look at maybe moving towards a charter versus the statutory form of government that we're in. And I've said all along when I've ever been asked about that particular subject, it's up to the voters. The voters can sign a petition and get it put on the ballot, or city council can take action and have it placed on the ballot. And then if the voters say yes, a charter is written, and then the charter is voted on. If it passes both times, if it passes both times, then we become a charter, whatever that charter may be. Strong mayor, weak mayor, city manager are the two most common types of charters in the state of Ohio. Then you can put conditions on the elected officials. You can say, we're going to elect 3 city councilmen as opposed to 10, but they serve for 4 years, and then we can put term limits on them. You could say, we're not going to have an auditor at all, or we could put qualifying conditions to be an auditor or a city treasurer or a law director or even a mayor. You can have no mayor at all. You can have a mayor that has what we would call a weak mayor that doesn't have many powers and authorities. It's oftentimes considered a ceremonial position. Or you can have the kind of mayor that we have under a statutory city. So maybe we need to look at that avenue.
Want to get some summing up questions in here. Have you spoken with Martin Watts, who now is the interim auditor of the city of Marion?
I have, multiple times today.
And is that office any closer to anything, reconciling any books? Is there any update out of that office at this point?
No. None.
Was there any... Go ahead.
I think the turmoil that the former auditor has created has focused all of our attentions on that right now. And that, again, is what concerns me, is that the day-to-day operations of the Marion City Auditor's Office are not being completed with any leadership or anybody that has authority over that office.
What did Mr. Watts have any response to the resignation? And this being put on him, possibly he didn't know this would happen.
Well, I can't speak to that. He really didn't give much indication. When I talked to him today, it was like, okay, how do we move forward? How do we make sure payroll gets done? How do we make sure bills get paid? How do we make sure that we get the state auditor the documents they need to perform an audit so it doesn't jeopardize any future federal funding? So I'm looking forward, not backwards. And I can tell you that that is the way that the Deputy Auditor Martin Watts is taking it.
Because no mention of the city's finances were mentioned in the resignation letter, I think it is important to ask this. In his time as auditor, Robert Landon, what has it done to the city of Marion? Where are we now because of him being the auditor?
Well, I think anybody could question where the city's finances stand. I certainly hope that we stand and have a good standing, but that's what a state audit would tell us. I don't know. That's such an open-ended, unanswered question that the state audit would be able to answer. Excuse me. Many of those questions. So I simply don't know, and that is not something that the mayor should be saying right now. I don't know the state of the city's finances.
You said this earlier in the week on my program, and it was right at the end, so we didn't go very far into it, but you mentioned it to the Associated Press today in a quote. You said, but what concerns me is what we don't know and what we may find out yet. What does that
yes.
mean? What is that?
So all the issues that we have discussed here and in previous interviews and have been discussed on the floor of City Council, those are the things that we know that have not been done in the City Auditor's Office. What do we not know that hasn't been done that should have been done? And again, I would look to the state audit for guidance on those type of things that we don't know. When you can't perform a state audit, you can't answer those questions. I don't know.
Is there any reason to believe, other than what has happened with Auditor Landon, that something might be amiss there?
I wish I could give you an honest, excuse me, an honest answer to that question. I don't know if there's anything amiss within the city's finances because of the city auditor.
Want to ask this question because history is important. And, well, first of all, final two questions. In this situation, where does this go down? The resignation of the auditor of the city of Marion and everything that's been going on for nearly a year now. Where do you put that in your political career and in the history of Marion, where you've been for a long time?
Well, it's unprecedented in the city of Marion. I never have experienced anything like this before. I've seen the smooth transition of political power since I've been involved in municipal government probably a half dozen times or more, whether it's in the auditor's office, the mayor's office, city council changing from a Democrat-controlled to a Republican-controlled council. Never had this happen before. And I think that that is sad that a democracy cannot make that smooth transition. And it just, it reminds me of a lot of what we're seeing in Washington, D.C. right now. Now we have local elected officials who are doing the same thing that they're doing in Washington. And in the long run, those that will suffer the most are the citizens, the voters, and the taxpayers.
Final question here, Mayor, and I appreciate the time, but as I say, history is important in this, and remarks have been made, assertions have been made, press releases have been made. There are Republicans and Democrats on city council. There have been Republican auditors. There have been Democratic auditors, Republican mayors, Democratic mayors. But what will be said of Robert Landon? What was it about this person that was different than a Republican, a Democrat? What made this situation so different? We have to look to the person at some point.
Well, you know, I think we have to wait until the final chapter of this book is written. When you get to the end of a book, it says the end, and I fear we're not at the end yet.
If you could give me one word to describe his term, which apparently has ended, what would it be?
Well, certainly unorthodox. Certainly there has been a lot of... I just think somebody got elected to an office that they didn't really want. We talked about this earlier in the week. And the auditor's office is a hands-on job. It's not something that you can just come into the office and delegate everything. You have to be hands-on. And I don't believe, from my perspective, that the former city auditor was hands-on like a Bob Cramer was hands-on, like a Kelly Carr was hands-on. And when you're hands-on, those administrations ran far smoother than what this short administration of former Auditor Robert Landon has.
Do you have any personal feelings about this?
You know, I really try not to, but sometimes it's hard. you know, I when it comes to the COVID thing, I think it's easy to get a little personal there because I experienced COVID myself. I know what I went through personally fighting COVID-19. Can't imagine what he's gone through. But to use COVID as an excuse for your resignation, these are all issues that happened pre his COVID diagnosis.
And this is the final question. What is his character? Because that's a thing. Character matters. In your opinion, what is his character?
Well, I think the jury's still out on that. You know, some people would tell you one thing about him. Others would tell you something else. I don't really have an opinion of his character at this point. It's really hard to say what his character is.
Marion Mayor Scott Schertzer on an unprecedented day, as the mayor said, and it certainly is the resignation of City Auditor Robert Landon. And we'll keep up on this story. Thank you, Mayor.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And there you go, my interview with Mayor Scott Schertzer a little after 6 p.m. last night in regard to the resignation of City Auditor Robert Landon yesterday. So, what I was talking about when we started the show this morning was, I have both letters here, and again, we're reading the letters word for word every hour in a news report. The first letter of the first sentence of the resignation letter from Robert Landon says, "Effective with the appointment of my successor, I will resign from the office of auditor." Now, the mayor's letter, which came not too much longer, at 2:19 p.m. yesterday, the mayor appointed Chief Deputy Auditor Martin Watts interim auditor of the city of Marion. So that was what the conjecture was who was the auditor yesterday afternoon, and who is the auditor today? And through Mayor Schertzer, we've learned that it is Martin Watts. Now, I want to make a point here, and not harp too much on this morning, but I did reach out to Robert Landon yesterday, again, to come on this program. We had a conversation through Facebook Messenger, and it was just me asking him to come on the show, that we want to hear his side of the things that happened, that we want to know what he thought and why this is going on and so on and so forth. And he did respond, but I don't know if he'll come on. I hope he will. We have 5 hours here this morning, so it could happen. I hope he will. He did not say definitely no, but he certainly did not say yes either. So I guess that's where we are, 48 minutes past the hour. If anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. And as you hopefully could gather from that interview, it is an historic moment in Marion, the history of Marion, certainly the political history of Marion. I'm trying to remember. We've had people leave their offices amid controversies, but I don't ever remember anything quite like this, and I don't remember any news cycle of 10 days like the last one that we have been in the city of Marion. It's a very interesting thing. Now, again, phone lines are open. If you have anything you'd like to say, please give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. All right, go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. It's Pastor Craig. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, it's really kind of interesting, because as you were reading his letter, as I was listening to his letter, where basically he takes no responsibility for anything and blamed everybody else, sounded a lot like the resignation of Judge Warner.
Well, you know, here's what I will say. I think that the interesting thing about the resignation letter, which I have a copy in front of me, and it's one of the reasons I read it word for word and will play it every hour today and over the weekend, is that there are no mention of any financial problems in the city in the letter. And here's the thing, and I thought about this last night, and this is just a question, and I would like to ask Auditor Landon this question, because people are angry today. There's no doubt about it. There were people who supported this auditor. Obviously, he was elected with a majority vote here in Marion. He has supporters, and I do think people are seeing this, some people are seeing this very political. But one of the things in this letter is talking about his family, the well-being of his family, and absolutely, nobody should be mentioning his family, nobody should be mentioning anything like that. This has to do with somebody's job. Do you or do you not believe they are doing their job? But when it comes to family, in regard to leaving a position, the mayor has a family. The mayor's got kids, the mayor's got a wife. They all live here in Marion. And in this letter, I guess the point I'm making is there's a line in this letter that says, about the mayor specifically, it says, "I can only hope that council and the mayor will spend more time on serving the people and less time playing their games." Now, do his kids have to read that statement? Does his wife have to read that statement? And what does that mean? Josh Daniels, who was turned in for mail theft, we have found out that charges have been dismissed. There was no merit to it. But, you know, Josh Daniels has a family. I'm sure it wasn't pleasant for him in the paper to read that he was charged with mail theft. So the family, I don't think anybody's family should be involved here, but I don't think the family thing is exclusive to any one person.
No, it's not. You're exactly right. And, you know, I just he can't take responsibility for anything. He doesn't even mention anything that was going on. And, you know, quite honestly, that line that you were talking about where he, you know, was resigning for the health of his family or for the sake of his family, whatever. What about for the voters and taxpayers of Marion?
Well, the thing of this is it's a very unique story in that he was not up for re-election this year. We're going to have an election in less than a month. He was not up for re-election. The mayor's not up for re-election. Josh Daniels is not running again. The three main people who got involved in this story in the last 10 days have no political gain or loss in the upcoming election. So why did this turn into what it turned into? Now, as far as Josh Daniels and the mayor go, I don't ever remember them saying anything outside of the auditor's job. Now, if they did, somebody will point it out to me. Maybe Josh Daniels did. I think he did release a quote to the Crawford County Now website. So I don't know. It's very strange because the anger that it has brought out in people. That's what's funny to me this morning.
Yeah. And it was like the conversation you and I had yesterday morning before you went on the air. I really do think that it looks like his actions the last couple weeks, he acted without thinking. He didn't think things through. And I think, I really think he may have realized he dug himself a hole.
Well, I do hope we hear from him, because now that he has resigned, perspective is 2020, and there are still a lot of questions, not even so much about the finances of the city of Marion, but I really am curious. Now, that was a new development yesterday that we heard from the state auditor, Faber's office, who says as of Wednesday, they have never gotten any paperwork from Marion in regard to the reconciliation. 7 days before that, the auditors sent a press release to the media saying that they had it. They were backlogged because of COVID, and we were going on. I'm not sure about that. Maybe there is an explanation, and I would like to hear what it is. I also think it's very interesting, the whole police report thing. The police report led to an investigation, which cleared Josh Daniels. Why was that police report filed? What made the auditor think that Josh Daniels stole his mail? I think that's interesting. I think we all should know that. Those are just questions, and the auditor can answer those. That has no political bearing. Nobody's after him to ask those questions. We just want to know. Maybe there is an answer.
Well, there's an answer to all of it, and unfortunately, he's the only one that has the answer. But at this point, I think, you know, the situation with the state audit, the situation with the police thing, I think he just acted and didn't think it through what the consequences, and he's, you know, got himself in a big mess.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I don't think he will exactly disappear, and I think there is going to be a new auditor chosen. It'll be interesting to see how that will go. Martin Watts is just the interim auditor. I don't know how this will play out, to be honest. You know, we're in this social media world where people don't stay quiet very long. We'll see what happens.
One question that I would have liked you had a lot of questions you wanted to ask, but I would have liked you to ask, because it's a question I have, and that is, are they comfortable with Martin Watts you know, filling in the interim? I mean, do they have faith in that person?
Well, to be honest with you, I thought about that, and one of the reasons I didn't ask it is because the mayor appointed him. So the mayor didn't have to do that. So I'm guessing he does. I mean, there's a press release, and I can read it here to you, from the city of Marion. It was yesterday. It was to the council in the city of Marion. To ensure the continued operations of the city, and upon the advice of legal counsel for the city of Marion, Ohio, on this date, October 14th at 2:19 p.m., I, Mayor Scott Schertzer, hereby appoint Deputy Auditor Martin Watts, interim auditor of the city of Marion until such time as a permanent selection is made. So the mayor appointed him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
There we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Again, I'm very aware there are strong feelings about this, and I still hope that Robert Landon will speak with us. Beyond that, I think that's pretty much this story, as of now. Now, if there's any more fallout from it, we'll report it, because that's what we try to do. Inform and educate here. And I do want to thank the Associated Press for giving us a mention in their national article yesterday when they covered this story, the resignation, as a news source here in Marion that covered this story. So I do appreciate that. What more can you say? I don't know. I know people aren't happy. I guess let's put it that way. There is some unhappiness. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning there, Mr. Scott, ITTS.
Yes.
Person helping and to run and founding a station always in the midst of all the city excitement. I must say, and I put this on my Facebook, I've been in radio off and on for literally over 40 years, if you can believe that. And this was, I would say, the most breaking story or moment that I've ever had. And I've had a couple, but it happened. You gave the times between 2 and 3, and I was sitting there live on the air. So normally my show is pretty mellow. You know, I said I talk today's top and trendy technology topics, take some questions, tell some jokes and wisecracks, have a guest, etc. But this was certainly one for the ages, and maybe not unexpected, but I guess me being there helped me exercise my ability to be a newsbreaker, reporter, and talk show person, because my experience is more as a disc jockey. So I want to thank you and the station for the excitement, for letting me know about the story. And I had three callers, one a city official. So again, regardless of how people feel about the issue, it's pretty exciting being in the middle of it, and lots more to come. We appreciate Mayor Scott Schertzer and his candor. That was a good chat you had with him.
Yeah, you've become like our thank you. You've become like our walking thank you card.
Well,
you come on every time we have a guest and thank them.
Yeah, I do appreciate people. I mean, it's been a very busy day. I don't imagine that Mr. Schertzer has had a lot of sleep the last couple of days, and he always sounds so perky. So thank him for being such a good friend to the station and the other people that have come on. And I hope Mr. Landon will come on. At least you got a reply. We need to talk to him, Scott. We are here to get all the sides. And it's a fascinating study in politics, but we need to heal. We need to move forward and get these bills paid and make people proud of Mary, and make people that don't live here think this is just an awesome place. People that drive through here say, we see the historical markers, we see all the road work they've done, and the diversity of the town, and people say, this is a great place, Marion, and realize also how well it's run. And we need to heal and move forward. But I must say, Scott, that was certainly a moment of excitement. And if I ever miss being a DJ versus being a news person, talk show host, opinion provider, this reminds me that maybe that is unfounded. And hopefully, I sent you the tape of the show. Hopefully you liked it. I think we covered it pretty well, and we're continuing to do so. And also, you know, Pastor Steve, if he has some comments when he comes on, I'd love to hear them. He always has great perspective. So we shall find out what occurs, And as I said, this is I've already made the full pot of coffee, which I've pretty much already finished. So this is a day for staying awake and listening to the station and hearing the facts, the opinions, and forming your own perspective.
We'll see what happens. Thanks, Adam.
No problem, Scott. Have a great day.
All right. And again, the phone lines will remain open, 740-383-9944. Friday, October the 15th, 2021, a getaway Friday, certainly is, it's very interesting. And maybe the cops are coming for me at this point. Who knows? Anything can happen at this particular point. We're going to step out here for a 15-minute break and come back with much more on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM.
Morning tomorrow, and you know they're going to be in shape.
Call me on May 1st.